Our gracious Heavenly Father, we stand in your presence by means of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit, thankful for the privilege and the opportunity this evening to worship you. May the Holy Spirit take the hour and set it apart for his purposes, stripping away that which is foolish and that which is ignorant, but sealing to our hearts that which is truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Just two verses this evening from the 138th Psalm, reading the first two verses. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. I'm just a bit disappointed this evening to tell you people that I think ahead on these studies. I planned the driest one of the series for this Sunday night because I knew you'd all be on vacation or traveling over the fourth weekend. And there's quite a few of you here, so I apologize. We are in this series discussing basic Bible doctrine. And at least for the first few studies, it is imperative that we build one study upon the next. So may I take just a moment and refresh your memory? I began this series by suggesting that we have to begin somewhere. If we ask enough questions, we will eventually be driven to a step of faith. That step of faith may well be there is no God. Or that step of faith may well be there is a God. One is just as much a step of faith as the other. And our problem is more not so much taking the step of faith, but examining the reasoning behind that step of faith. I suggested to you we had two possibilities. That we're either faced with an eternal mass-energy relationship and no intelligence behind it, or we are faced with an eternal mass-energy relationship with intelligence behind it. Carl Sagan and Stephen Hawking are two of the scholars today who take the position that we are faced with an eternal mass-energy relationship with no intelligence behind it. Though it may be a step of faith, I conclude, and I believe I conclude it on reasonable grounds, that I can reason. If then I can reason, if I look at science and if I look at what science can do, I am absolutely convinced that science cannot answer the questions I want answered. And as I suggested early in the study, when Dr. Hawking suggests that science has ended the career of the philosopher, he suddenly ceased being a scientist and became a philosopher. And as I pointed out, a very poor one at that. I'm asked to believe by certain classes of people who've taken a different step of faith than myself that no reason and no meaning and no intelligence evolved reason and intelligence. And we looked at these and suggested to you, and in no way is anyone forced or asked to agree with what's said from the chair. I've simply been asked to present a series on basic Bible doctrine. And the question was postulated, which is the most reasonable step of faith? That intelligence could come from no intelligence? That meaning could come from no meaning?